Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I am joined by Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube. And coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry.
Tonight, your first ever Princeton Athletic Department holiday party. Your sense on the Department of Athletics as you've gotten to see it in your first maybe, I don't even remember when your hiring date was, somewhere in the spring. So first, say 6 to 8 months here.
Yeah, just over 6 months.
Have you gotten a sense that it's a group that likes to have parties?
That's the feeling I'm getting. Yeah, I think this department likes to have fun. It's, you know, there's a younger crowd of those in the department, younger assistants, and so I'm sure it's going to be a good time.
One of the features of tonight, it's Garfield Brown's retiring. He is retiring after a long time working here on the grounds crew. Doesn't really work directly with your program, so you haven't really had a chance to get to know him too well. Outstanding guy. I can't believe he's old enough to retire at this point, but I'm going to miss Garfield around here. But even beyond just Garfield, you must have noticed the number of people and the commitment that goes into what Molly calls the team around the team, the people who work directly with your program or work to make all the programs here as successful as they are and to try to give the athletes as great an experience as they get. What's some of your sense of the people that you've gotten to know, not just the players in your program or the athletic trainers or things like that, but just the people who work so hard to make Princeton women's basketball be the quality program that it can be?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, certainly didn't have the kind of team around the team that we have here at Tufts in the Division III level. So it's amazing from, you know, all the departments that help out on a day-to-day basis and then, you know, make our games just a really great experience for everyone. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we get what we need and like I said, the experience in Jadwin, you know, whatever we need, they're there for us, and it makes it like for a great, you know, game experience. I'd say my kids love going and my players love to play in Jadwin.
What did you think of the doubleheader the other night? Obviously, your team got a win, and we'll get into some of the basketball pieces in a few moments, but just the atmosphere and the having the doubleheader and the game night.
Yeah, I wish we could have more of those. It was a great experience. You know, it's fun around the holiday season because you can do some other things. Santa was here. They had some decorating cookies after the game, a jumpy house. It was fun. I couldn't stay for the men's game, had to get the kids home, but I certainly watched it right away on the computer. And having that doubleheader and seeing so many of our fellow teams and athletic department members here, it was awesome.
So let's talk basketball. Your most recent game was against Hartford, the one before that against Marist. Two more wins, your team now 8-1 on the season. Just the overtime loss to Iowa away from being 9-0, receiving votes in the polls. Just the quick overview of where you think you are at this point.
Yeah, I think that Marist game was a great victory. I think I had talked about it's a tough place to play, and it certainly was. They had a great crowd. Loud. I felt like they were on the bench with me, yelling. You know, I thought we played really, really hard. I thought our defensive effort was really, really great because they were hard to guard and you know, made the plays we needed to, hit the free throws we needed to in the second half, and came away with a great victory against, you know, always a top mid-major program. And then came back here and had a great win against Hartford. You know, I thought they outplayed us a little bit in the first half. They really got after it. And then we came out in the second half with a lot of energy and made a lot of plays defensively and got out in the break and made some things happen. And so it was another great win. And I'm happy with where we're at. I think we've got to put some work in the next two practices to get ready for a really strong Penn State team that's coming in here you know, always a strong program, and we'll be excited to have a great game here on Saturday afternoon.
So this has been a sort of a common theme week to week, but your team doing this again without Bella Allery, you know, that speaks even louder, I think, for what you're doing.
Yeah, I think people have just stepped up, you know, some from new faces from previous seasons, and you know, people just needed to do a little extra, and we have, and you know, hopefully that bodes well for the future, and you know, when she does come back, everyone's still being a really, really aggressive like we've had to be, and but like I said, we're looking forward to her return.
But in the interim, you know, you don't want to lose your star player, but it's one thing to lose your star player and not have any other options. It's another that you're and same thing happened last year where when she was out in the beginning of the season, was everybody else got a chance to really develop without having to defer to her on the court, which is a natural tendency in the beginning of a season, especially for new players and young players. And then by the time she came back, one, she was rested, and two, everybody else was battle tested, and the results were tremendous as the league season started. Do you look down the road at anything like that, or you're too focused on now?
I'm just too focused on right now. Yeah, I mean, I hope when she does make it back, she feels 100% ready to go, and you know, doesn't miss a beat, and neither does the team. It's just like having another teammate back, and you know, and like I said, that they're still playing at the high level that they've been playing at, and you know, nobody, you know, bows out and says, oh, Bella's back now. I hope we all are ready to embrace her and keep playing the way we're playing, and hopefully just get better.
So Penn State, you mentioned coming here on Saturday, and once again, I forgot to check the time, 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, Penn State, 3 o'clock here at Jadwin Gym. The Nittany Lions, that game a year ago, obviously you were at Tufts at the time. That's one of the ones that got away in the beginning of the season. Princeton seemed like it might be in control of that game in the fourth quarter. Penn State tied it late, won in overtime. That game also without Bella Allery out at Penn State. The Nittany Lions come here with a record of 5-4. One common opponent is Ryder, who defeated Penn State. One thing, I mean, I looked this up. Did you notice that Ryder and Florida Gulf Coast are, you know, they're playing extremely well right now?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's fun to just follow who you already played to see how
and
they're
beaten.
Doing. Yeah, and yeah, we knew that Ryder was a strong team, of one of the best guards in the country, and of course, Florida Gulf Coast. That was a really, really great win here because
that's their only loss.
Yeah, and they've beat Notre Dame, they beat South Florida, so they've got some really great wins on their resume. So yeah, I mean, and Penn State, you know, they do have a loss with Ryder and a couple other losses, but I think they're playing much better now. You know, they have a new coach as well. So, you know, I think just getting to know probably a new system and yeah, they're getting stronger game by game.
Their defensive stats are very good. I'm assuming that you've watched a bit of them so far. They seem like they defend well. They defend the three very well. What's the challenge here?
Yeah. And they place, you know, a couple different defenses and they press a little bit. And I think it's going to be really important for us to be disciplined, take care of the ball, get good shots, execute well, and then be able to defend them. They put a lot of points up on the board. They've got some really great, talented, they have a really talented backcourt, and then they've got some strong bigs inside that do a good job of sealing inside, and they also get after the boards hard. So we need to do a better job than we did against Hartford, boxing out and taking care of the defensive boards. So I think it'll be a great challenge on Saturday.
So your team stats, I'm not sure how closely you've been following your own team stats and where you stand nationally, but things that have to make you smile, leading the Ivy League in block shots, leading the Ivy League in steals, obviously leading the Ivy League in winning percentage, and in the top 15 nationally in scoring defense, which is something that I am assuming you really love to see.
Sure. I still think we can do a much better job on the defensive end. So I think that's great, but it's still a work in progress, and the team knows that. But yeah, I'm excited for those stats, and you know, it's still early in the season, so we've got a ways to go.
You've you said from the first time we've been doing this that defense is your number one priority and that everything starts on the defensive end. Where did that come from in your development as a player? I obviously didn't see you play in high school or when you were a kid, but my assumption is you could pretty much score at will. How does somebody like you become somebody who values defense to the extent that you do?
I don't know if I could score at will. I think I just had a high school coach that, it was all about defense. And then the same thing at UConn. I think coach really values the defensive end and that side of the ball. And we would work tirelessly to get it right. We wouldn't get off the court until we could get, stops and three stops in a row. So it's always, to me, it's always been a great challenge to be great at defense. And I just think in defense, and I think of ways, how are we going to stop our opponents? How can we just be ready for any scenario to happen? And, talk about just how important the communication is. And I think that foundation can help you out in all parts of basketball if you have a strong communication among your teammates. But it really does on the defensive end. So, I guess it came from my time in high school and at Connecticut with coaches that really valued it and instilled it. And then at Tufts, I think having only 11 or 12 practices to get ready before our first game, because we would start November 1st practicing and our first game would be on November 16th, you have to be good at something. And I think offense just takes a while to develop and with new players and the chemistry. But you can be really great at defense. And so we always, worked really hard. And so at Tufts knew that that's how we were successful and, thought we should bring it here too. And I just love getting after, and I think it brings a team together if they can communicate well and get stops. And I think it's deflating to teams when you can take away what they want to do.
And everybody knows about your college coach, but you mentioned your high school coach. What was your high school coach like? Because one of the most underrated things in developing players for the college level, it's not really the number one goal of high school coaches, but when you have players who come to the college level and are ready to succeed, almost always they had a very good high school coach. Who was your high school coach?
John Doldorian Jr. He was a really great high school coach. He's still coaching. And just instilled the defense, the mentality you have to have. We never played zone. It was strictly player to player and how you had to get after it all the time. So very, very intense, very competitive. And I think from my experience with him, I sort of wanted the same kind of coach on the next level. And that's, I think, why I really vibed well with Coach Oriyama and wanted someone to bring out the best in me and make me the best player I can be. So I certainly knew defense, I think, in high school, but I think it still took me a little bit of time in college to play at the next level.
Well, it'll be Princeton, Penn State, 3 o'clock tip on Saturday on Kirill Court at Jadwin Gym. We'll be back in the beginning of next week to talk about that game, and then you have a trip out to Missouri, and then we have the holidays after that, so we'll talk about all those kinds of things next week. In the meantime, enjoy the party tonight.
And all right, you too.
Thank you, and thanks for being here each week with us.
Thanks, Jerry.
For Princeton Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.